Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
How many know that weeping may last for the night, the joy is going to come in the morning. Amen.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe.
Thank you. is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence, living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I
Oh God. morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the blessed Holy Spirit. Be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. What I want you to do, if you're on the prayer line, please mute your prayer line, please. There's too much noise coming, and the radio is being recorded. Please mute your prayer line. Thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and thank you this morning. We adore you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love, oh God. Spirit of the living God, we adore you. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your glorious and your holy name. Lord, you are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. We bless your name. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We adore you. Holy Spirit, thank you for being in our presence. Spirit of the living God, we bless you. We praise you. Breathe on us this morning. Breathe in this service this morning. In the name of Jesus, breathe on us, breathe upon our spirit man, breathe upon our souls, breathe upon our bodies. Holy Ghost, breathe on us. We honor you, Holy Spirit, and we bless you. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you for this time and season of your mighty and your awesome moves in our lives and in this ministry. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here only to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. Lord, perfect all that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, perfect all that concerns this early morning devotion. Perfect all that concerns this ministry in the name of Jesus. Father God, those that are here, perfect everything that concerns their lives. Oh God, let everything be done according to your will, plan, and purpose. We ask you, Holy Spirit, once again, breathe on us. Please mute your line, Pastor Young. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to breathe on us. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your love, release your anointing, release your power, release your glory during this time. We pray, Spirit of the living God, for your tangible presence to saturate the airways in our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere that everyone that is listening or that will listen at another time experience a life-changing encounter with you, that we go from glory to glory, that we go from strength to strength, that we go from faith to faith. Father God, we are not the same that we were yesterday, that every day, Lord, according to your plans and purpose of our lives, you take us higher and deeper to learn more of you. Father God, thank you for your impartation in our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for the transformation that as we learn more, as we read and study more about you, our minds are being transformed to the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask you to breathe on brains, our physical bodies, the brain. Hallelujah. Father God, let it be a refreshing. Breathe on our spiritual bodies. Breathe on us. Let our minds be like the mind of Christ. Oh, Spirit of the living God, breathe on us. Breathe in our circumstance. If you all don't stop the noise, I will have to cut the prayer line off. Breathe on us, O Holy Ghost. Breathe in every area of our lives. Breathe on our children, Spirit of the living God. Breathe on our spouses. Breathe on our family members, those that are here with us, those that are connected. Holy Ghost, breathe on us. Hallelujah. Breath of God. Breath of God. Breathe on us. Jesus, be glorified. Be glorified, Jesus, in our lives. The living God, pour fresh upon us. Oh, Holy Spirit, overshadow us. Release your power. Oh, descend upon us, Holy Ghost, as a dove and lightning, and lead us into God's holy path and into paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew descend upon us, and Father, bring fresh holy manna. Release your fresh holy manna, oh God, from your morning dew, from the holy manna, from the dew, oh God. That dew from heaven, oh God, that comes from your holy throne room. Father, we thirst for you. We are thirsty for you, oh God. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Spirit, we love you. We surrender to you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar of prayer. Praise, worship, devotion, where we meet with you. Anoint this prayer line. Anoint this prayer altar, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus. Purify with the Holy Ghost fire. Prayer. Be a prayer. Be a global altar of prayers for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. We magnify the Almighty God. Father, we pray for signs and wonders and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray, Lord, to get into a closer relationship with you, a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven, through Jesus Christ. Thank you for an open heavens. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and to your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings in our lives. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, I want to say good morning to everyone that's here this morning. We bless each and every one. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. This is our early morning praise, worship, and prayer service for those of you that just haven't been with us before. Hallelujah. And we welcome you in the name of Jesus. We welcome all in the name of Jesus. Let us continue in prayer. Our Father and our God, your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. We thank you for your sustaining grace, loving us so much that you sent your only for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, so that our relationship can be restored and reconciled back with God. Jesus, we thank you for the cross. We thank you for the decision you made in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not your will, but God's will. Pray, Lord, that we will make decisions in our lives according to your will. You always give us the option, oh Lord. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will heed to the voice of the Holy Spirit and do the will of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. Let the name of Jesus be glorified. Let the name of Jesus be honored. Hallelujah. We thank you. We bless you. Thank you, Jesus, for sending your Holy Spirit in leading us and guiding the all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. Take complete control of our lives. Take complete control of every single detail of our lives. We come to thy throne of grace this morning. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, Lord. We repent of all our sins. We are truly sorry for all that we have did not bring glory and honor to your name. We thank you, Lord, for the shedding of blood. There is no remission of sins. So we thank you for the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the work of the cross. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Release the blood of Jesus over the cyberspace, the atmosphere, the networks, this service, over our families, our homes, and ministries. Father God, we claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the holy blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power of Jesus Christ in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, according to Ephesians 6:10-18. Thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, according to Zechariah 2:5. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence once again. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry of the holy angels guiding and protecting us and enforcing your biddings in our lives. Thank you that the heavens are open. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for souls being saved. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Thank you for your grace, your grace, your grace and mercy. Thank you, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you. We worship you in the presence of your holiness. How great is our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want to say, I know we've been having little technical difficulties for people to get on the radio. Some people are on the radio. I have a few people on the radio because their telephones, they're not charging them, and I still can't get to the, and I apologize because I can't get to why they're charging some people and they're not charging others. Maybe it's the line system, I don't know. But we're not going to stop worshiping God, and I cannot just do the prayer line, only those on the prayer line and not the radio. No, it's, we have to do the radio and the prayer line. The radio have a lot of people that are from all around the world that can press the internet and get on. I have people hearing from Europe that's on the radio. So I have to do the radio and the prayer line. I can't just do the prayer line. No. It has to be done because God called us to the world. Hallelujah. Not just to one or two persons, but to the world. And that's what the radio is actually for, to be able to reach people all around the world. The internet, that's what it's for. So what I'm saying to you, if you're on the prayer line, there's nothing wrong with it. Please respect the presence of the Lord. All you need to do is to just place your line on mute. You will still hear the service. I don't have a problem with the people on the radio because it's already muted. But those on the prayer line, these services are being recorded. And we want to make sure these services are done in the spirit of excellence. People can listen and hear people grunting and sneezing. No, please mute your line. Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us look in our Bible on to the book of John 20, John chapter 20. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles to the book of John 20, and I'm going to read to the, let me start, I will start from the first verse, and Allison, you can pick this up as I go on, so just write it down, and I'll give you some more pointers for those of you who are on this fast with me. Just follow me as I go through, you know, the reading of the scripture, John 20. And write it down for your first day, John 20. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, away from so. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sculpture, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sculpture. So they both ran together, and the disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sculpture. And he stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloth lying, yet when he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sculpture and seeth the linen cloth lying, and the napkin that was upon his head not lying with the linen cloth, but wrapped together in a place by itself. This is after Jesus had been crucified. Then went in also that other disciple, sculpture. He saw not, and he saw empty. For as yet, I'm going to stop. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again into their own home. But Mary stood without as the sculpture weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sculpture, and seeth two angels in white, sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She said unto him, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had said Thus she has said, she turned herself back. This is disturbing me so much. And Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seeketh him to be the gardener? Said unto him, Sir, if I have brought him hence, tell me where I laid him. Tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. To her Mary, she turned herself and said unto him, Rabbana, which is the same Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended unto my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. King Jesus stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said so, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them, Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so sent I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Let us stop right here for the brief on. I will stop to 22 brief on me. But first of all, I want to quote to the first part. There's a song, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less than Jesus' Blood and His Righteousness. Mary Magdalene, this is a very crucial John 20, the resurrection. That's why the difference between all the religion and the Christian religion, the difference is the grave is empty. Jesus was resurrected. There's no grave. Muhammad may have a grave. Muhammad has a grave. All the other, Buddha has a grave, but Jesus was resurrected. So a lot of times we look at this chapter, but this is the chapter that you see victory, amen, in the name of Jesus. What am I saying this morning, my sisters and brothers that I hear this morning? I can feel what Mary Magdalene felt. Mary Magdalene was one of those that was demonized with seven different demons in her. She had been through a whole lot. But then she met Jesus, and Jesus delivered her and set her free, and she became a follower of Jesus. You know, there are times in our lives that we live our lives and we feel hopeless. Just imagine Mary Magdalene. Nobody wants to associate with her, you know, because I'm talking before she met Jesus, because she was demon possessed because of the life she lived. Some biblical scholars say she lived a life almost like a prostitute. And many times people judge, you know, your reputation. And sometimes people have heard so many things and they don't want to be associated with you But then finally she meets Jesus. And he sets her free. And now she feels loved and accepted. She's with the disciples. She's and following Jesus. So where she had no hope, Jesus gave her hope. She may have thought that she was in a helpless situation, but when she met Jesus, everything changed her life when she met Jesus. Hallelujah. Her life changed. It's a bad thing for people to be rejected, and every one of us has faced rejection sometime in our lives. Rejection sometimes from family, rejection from friends, rejection. And when we face it, it gives you a terrible emotional feeling. And sometimes it's hard. So some people are, and they don't know how to find it, where some people commit suicide or do crazy stuff because of rejection. It's a spirit. It's a bad spirit that can cause somebody to kill themselves. It's not a spirit to be happy about, because it comes from the devil. And Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came so that we may have life more abundantly. So Mary Magdalene is set free by Jesus, and now she's loved and accepted, walking with Jesus along with the disciples and the other women. And all of a sudden, Jesus is on that cross, crucified. What do you think she felt? Jesus was her hope, the one who gave her all that love. And now, he's gone. Early in the morning when you're going through things and you begin to think about those things, it's like her life now precious, has demon possessed, and the next thing she's free, the next thing the one who received her, deliver her, heal her, and accepted her is now dead. She doesn't have an understanding of the resurrection, even though Jesus has told all of them resurrected. So she's hopeless. The Bible says, yet when it was yet dark, she went. And then the stone was not there. And she began to panic because she thought that someone had taken away the body. That stone was there are so many Roman soldiers that had to guard this place. And even, I don't know how they're guarding, but you know what, God, everything is, we work on the walk in the supernatural. Of course, the stone is taken away. What I'm saying to you this morning, for all those of you in this fasting, praying, I know there are times we say, we're fasting and praying for this, but we all have, there's something in our lives that we are seeking God about. It could be our children, our lives, our destiny. Whatever it is, we know that we have to take it to Jesus. Turn down our plate, because when you fast, your spirit is more in tune to Almighty God. You hear better. You're not sluggish. It's fasting, as we fast and pray, don't get away from sweets. don't do sugars at all, because you sugar will take you high and bring you down. But I'm saying to you, you want to be connected to the Spirit of God. You don't want to entertain things that you're not supposed to entertain that will mess with your spirit or dampen your spirit, man. You want to be have that mind focused on the fasting. Hallelujah. And then you can see the connection. Hallelujah. The stone taken away from the sculpture. Look, there are many people the enemy has placed in this earthly on earth in different places in sculpture. Your destiny, God's plan for your life. For your, and the Bible came, Jesus said he came to give us life and to give us life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Thing I'm here to tell you, that stone of reproach have been rolled away. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. That stone of disappointment has been rolled away. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. That stone of sickness and disease has been rolled away. Why? Because of Jesus, he paid the price. That stone of poverty has been taken away. Why? Because of Jesus. Hallelujah. That stone of fear has been taken away. Why? Because of Jesus. You walk in faith. That fear and anxiety and nervousness it has been taken away. There's no more need for you to be full of anxiety or nervous because Jesus has taken it away. Your pain, your sorrows, your disappointment, your rejection. Look, one of the worst things to be rejected, and and it affects you, but for a long time. For me, I'm saying it for personally. One of the things for any person to be rejected when you're rejected by a parent or your parents is the one of the worst things, because those parents are supposed to be there, loving and kind and caring, and when you reject it, stays with you. But thank God for deliverance, that the Lord has delivered and set you free. Rejection is terrible. That's why I started with Mary Magdalene. But as soon as been rolled away, sickness has been rolled away, infirmity has been rolled away. Whatever the enemy has stone put you in that scepter and don't want you to get up out of that scepter, put you in there. Jesus has rolled the stone away and rejoice. Praise him, and we start our fast by praising him. Not by telling him, Lord, remove the stone. No, he's already done it. And he told me to start with this scripture to let you know he's paid the price. The head of the enemy has been crushed. By Jesus, you are more than victorious. Don't let fool you that there's a stone. No, it's an invisible. That there's no stone there. He's taken away. He's taken that stone away, and you can be free. You have freedom where the Spirit of God is. There is liberty. Hallelujah. You don't have to look back, move forward. Remember not the former things we started when the year began. Behold, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? So whatever you're fasting for these days that we are on this fast, the first thing, praise God for the victory. Praise God, thank Jesus for the cross. He paid the price. Just imagine Adam and Eve free in the garden and Satan messed with them. They were kicked out of the garden. When Jesus said it is finished, there was no more, the veil was torn. There's no cherubim's mining that enters of the garden. The tree of life is there for you and is there for me. Hallelujah. The storm has been rolled away. And begin to praise and magnify God. I know personally, I've been going through certain things. But just as the Lord is ministering through me to you, I'm being ministered to. That the storm has been rolled away. I know as a child, I went through that, not with my mother, but I went through that because when you're a child, I would give this. I remember when my father and my parents divorced, and my father took me and my sister Farida as, like we thought we dropped from heaven, queens and princess and different things. And when he married the second time, he divorced my mom and married. He started acting different to us. We who were supposed to be is different. So we went through that period of rejection. Later on when I was about to marry my first husband, like Rochelle, I told my father, I said, you know what you did? And I put it down to him. And I told him how hurt we were. And he apologized and asked for forgiveness. He didn't know that we were that hurt. So what I'm saying to you, these things can go on and on. And it's not only parents. I just say different things. Sickness, poverty. You can't find a job. You're going through this change. You can't. I mean, there's a whole lot. But whatever stone it is, he has rolled all the stones away from our lives. So we give him the glory. We start with freedom. We give him the honor. We magnify his name. So as we begin this day of fasting, this week, which is removing the stones away. Man did not move it, but God moved the stones. Father, we thank you for removing those stones in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free. And so, Father, we begin this day of fasting with praises and thanksgiving. Not living a hopeless life, but living a hopeful life. Christ in us, the hope of glory. So, Father, I pray that the one under the sound of our voice that's fasting, we pray for the anointing of grace to fast for the next couple of days. This is a 40-day fast. It might even go over, but thank you for joining 40 days. We thank you, Lord, that during this fast, we get closer to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that during this fast we are taught and learned, Lord, and our minds transforming faster than ever, oh God, that we meditate on the word during this fasting, away from foolishness, so that the name of Jesus can be exalted in our lives. Thank you for rolling your son away from children's lives. Thank you for rolling your son away from Al's life, from Ricky's life, from Crystal's life, every stone. Thank you for rolling the stones away from their lives. Thank you for rolling the stones away from our spouses, our parents, our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the finished work of the cross. We bless you and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Who's already in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. With the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Jesus is right there. We have victory in Christ Jesus. God bless you.